Today, I have a thought. I want to talk to you on the thought that I called out of trend, God. Do you know that we live in an age and time where people create their own version of God? Basically, let me start with this one. A lot of people create their own versions of God. If people want money, they create gospel of prosperity. Do you know what I mean, guys? If people, the problem with this, you gotta have real encounter with God in order to know God, to hear God, to understand God. And this is not the information. Do you guys know that information without power is forbidden? I'll say it this way. Remember when Jesus going out, you know, finishing his path and his goal on this earth, and he's talking to his disciples and he's saying, do not move, do not preach, do not do anything unless you will receive the power, anointing, the dunamis. Do you remember this, guys? See, the problem with this, a lot of people, they move. See, do you know what happened? If they move without power, they can only carry the knowledge of God without power of God. Oh, if you understand what I'm talking about. Do you know, guys, what the place birth of religion? Religion, what is religion? Religion is knowledge without power. Knowledge without anointing. Somebody giving you their version of God. Do you know why the tree of knowledge was forbidden? Because it's only knowledge without his presence, without his revelation, without his anointing. See, I think, my thinking, that God would let them understand and maybe eat from the tree of knowledge, good and evil, but they took knowledge, information without presence and the power. And this is absolutely corrupt everything. So religion is knowledge, doctrines without anointing. See, and with God, why it's forbidden? Because when people give you knowledge, this is their own version of God. Do you understand this? This is their own, like God 2.0, 3.2, whatever. Everybody has their own thing. I remember when I growing up without encountering God, I had my own version of God. And I thought, you know, when you grow up in religion, you know the religion version of God. God is scary. You need to fear God. He will kill you if you do something wrong. And you're always in fear. Oh, what do I do? You always sin, but you always like fear of death, fear of something's gonna happen. And this is like this is the religion version of God. So to me, if you talk about me, I'm really classical Christian. I like to fast and pray, and I love warfare. I love my word. I love Bible. So when you create on this platform, you create a solid foundation. And do you know that at this age right now, this is like a TikTok version of God. God needs to be quick. If it takes 2 minutes, I'm not interested anymore. So what people created is like a fast version of God right now. Nobody wants to spend time. Nobody wants to invest. And we create our own version of God. Now God absolutely allows everything. Did you notice? God's like, he's love. You know, he's love. He do whatever you want. He loves you. But see, our actions that determines the fruits. Basically, when you do something and you reap the fruits of it. When you submit to God, whether you want to or not, you will be transformed. See, when you encounter power greater than you, there is nothing you can do. You will change. See, when people say, oh, I'm with God, your life is not changing. You're not with God. When you will be with God, see, for me, it's a little simpler because I encountered God when I was 18 years old when it was 1993. Many of you weren't even born then. And I encountered the Jesus. And the first thing, you know, like people now create God. God is like equal to you. God is like a buddy. God is like a good daddy. Guys, when you come into the presence of God, your spirit bow down without even asking you, because you're in the presence of Almighty Creator. See, we think, you know, we always think in our head, what I'm gonna do when I see God? You have no idea. It's such an involuntary response. You drop and you worship. Guys, you will be absolutely floored. And this is not you doing. This is your spirit recognizing the Creator. It's like, let's see, for you, maybe easier to understand. Right now, I'll give you the like electrical wire with 110, and I tell you, touch it and don't react to it. What are you gonna do? You're gonna do some dancing over here, I guarantee you. Because it's involuntary response to electricity. See, your body, whether you want to or not, when you touch electricity, it will respond without even asking you. It will drop. Absolutely. Or you will yell and scream, whatever. But when you encounter the Spirit of God, see, guys, not just little presence, how we encounter, when you encounter the real, you know, real God, He's absolutely His presence. You see Him face to face, you will be changed forever. And see, for God, do you know how God wants you to know Him? He doesn't want to give you information. He wants you to encounter Him in His presence. See, that's why information without anointing is forbidden. Because anointing gives the interpretation to the knowledge. You see my point? If there's no anointing, it's left for whatever interpretation. You can do whatever with that information. And that's how cults are created. That's why so many denominations are created, because they're creating this knowledge of God without anointing and power of God. See, and we as a children of God, we need to stop projecting the information. God love you, God hate you, God put you in hell. You know how people minister right now on the streets? They mostly scare people to salvation. But you need to love people into salvation. See, if they want to be with Jesus, they need to respond love with love, not, you know, hate and fear with submission. Oh, okay, God will kill me. Okay. See, this is not right. See, Jesus and church, it's marriage. There is not supposed to be any fear in that. Do you know this, guys? There is not supposed. You think I'm gonna scare my wife into a marriage? That's gonna be a bad marriage, I can tell you that. That's gonna be a bad family. She needs to love me, and she needs to respond love with love. That's how it works. And Jesus told me in the early age of my time, He said, I forbid you to speak about me without my presence and anointing, because that will create a cult. That will create another denomination, another doctrine. But soon as presence of God shows up, now your words been interpreted by the Holy Spirit. Did you see how important this is? That's why Jesus told disciples, do not even move. Do not even share about me. Don't say nothing, not one word, until the power shows up. And remember that? When power shows up, Peter, Kim, simple message. 2,000 people gave their life to Jesus. You think they gave their life because of the fiery sermon? No, because the power of God is there. And yeah, give Jesus a hand. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. See, guys, and DNA of this church, not so much as knowledge. Knowledge in relation is good, but it's forbidden without power. That's why I say when you sing, first needs to be a presence, and then you sing. If there is no presence, that's you worship an idol. You see what I mean? It's idol worship. It's you. See, that's why God always meant for you to be in His presence. See, that's what blood of Jesus, sacrifice of Jesus do. He brings you back into Eden, so you can continue to be transformed by His presence. See, we fell not of knowledge. We gained knowledge as a humanity, right? They took the, you know, forbidden, bite the forbidden tree, ate the fruit, and we're full of knowledge. Do you know that people to this day worship knowledge, even in the church? They rather read books and watch YouTube than spend their time on their knees talking to real live God. Oh, guys, you get me. See, that's how I know people worship knowledge and information, because they rather spend reading and watching and listening than spending time with real power. See, whatever you hear over here, read, it's like we said, it's already God that used to be, but He wants you to encounter Him as He is right now. And this is can only happen in His presence, in His glory, in His anointing. This is the only time, this is the only way God want to encounter with you. Because this is the only way you can gain the knowledge about Him in the presence. See, don't pursue knowledge. This is nothing without power of God. You know, the church these days come up with the modern easy gospel. You know that, right? It's like everything is allowed these days. Nobody preaching real transformation, real rejection of your life. People just, it's easy. Do whatever you want. And that's why church, family, that's why church lost the power and the presence of God. We are overwhelmed right now with knowledge. If you click on YouTube, you can find thousands and thousands of great sermons, beautiful people, a lot of them, but there is no power. There is no power. Do you remember what church had? See, it switched. Before that, it was based all on power. And then through the years, knowledge replaced power. Do you hear what I mean? These days, knowledge dominates. Not a lot of people pursue the power, the ruah, the dunamis of God. Not a lot of people pursue that, because that will cost you. Oh, if you know what I mean. The power of God, knowledge of God, is knowledge about God doesn't cost anything. Just click and listen. Just read. Power of God will cost you everything. Oh my goodness. Because power of God, you can only gain in the presence of God. But to come into presence of God, your life has to be really interesting. Do you know what I mean, guys? There is certain amount of humility needs to be there. There is certain amount of, you know, you need to bow down. You need to change your life. There is certain amount holiness and purity needs to be inside of you to even come into the presence of God. See, that's me, my life. I pursue power. I pursue presence of God. I pursue anointing of God, because knowledge will come. It's automatic response from the power. It just flows out of it. But see what people did these days. That's why we see so much religion, because knowledge replaced power. The disciples of Christ, they came from power. They message, when you read the Bible, the messages they preached, this as simple as you can get. Did you notice that, guys? When you read the gospel, when you read like anything, it was so simple. By our standards, it was like, whatever, you know. But we didn't see what it's been done. They've been moved by the power of God. See, and through the years, Satan, that's his plan, the devil's plan, is replace. And people always go for knowledge. People always go for that tree because you don't have to spend time with God. They try to cut the process. They don't want to pay the price. They don't want to spend time in presence because presence will transform you. Presence will change you. Knowledge is not changing you, just getting your head, just getting bigger. That's it. But the presence of God, that's what transforms you. That's why it says in the Bible, in His presence, when you look into His face, look into His glory, you are being transformed into His image. See, knowledge will never transform you. Presence, only presence will transform you. Yeah. See, Jesus Christ, long time ago, has already given everything to the church. See, we think, when I talk to people, I'm just like, we're missing something. I said, no. We just basically ignore stuff that Jesus already gave us. He already gave us everything. He told us, if you will be my disciple, and He said, these things will follow you. Casting out demons, raising the dead, healing the sick. You know what I mean. He said, like, it will follow you. Why almost none of this following the church right now? Because they will replace something with something. And you notice what's going on right now? Look through your feed. Look through your feed. I'm talking about Christians, of course. Look through your feed. You encounter more people of the presence or people of knowledge? Who is in your feed? People that bring you presence or people that bring you knowledge? I guarantee you, you have more people in your feed that bring you knowledge. Oh, guys, if you don't understand what I'm talking about. Jesus trying to bring all of us back into His presence. He said, forget about knowledge. It's nothing without me. All you need is my presence, my love. That's how you know the real God. Remember Moses. Moses coming on a mountain, encountering God. He's encountered God face to face so much. When he comes back, he's shining. People cannot even look at him. He's that bright. What does that mean? That means he was dressed in his presence, guys. See, that's what I'm pursuing. This is what I'm pursuing. Even when I'm speaking, I'm asking God talk to you more than I even can explain. So as I'm preaching in this broken English of mine, I hope that Holy Spirit interprets some deep stuff to you personally. See, that's how power works. I'm barely know how to preach in English, but Holy Spirit will fill all the voids and explain this to you. This is how anointing works. See, we always think that I need to be knowledgeable, I need to be professional. No, you need to be anointed. You need to be anointed. But you anoint when you spend time with Him, when you gave everything, when you know you are nothing, when you're saying, oh, I'm nothing, Jesus, but inside of you, hey, I'm something. When you know you are nothing without Him, that's when He moves through you. When you know you're nothing, you cannot do anything without Him. Jesus, it's you and only you. I'm doing this because I love you. I'm doing this only because I want people to encounter real God through the power. See, and God told me a long time ago, people more need to feel you than hear you. If you get this, guys, if you get this, this is so, when sometimes, you know what, sometimes I travel a lot. I'm going to travel next week again to a big conference in Germany, but I'm traveling a lot all the time. Sometimes I sit over here. It's all, you know, people got used to me. Nobody really cares. I know prophet in his own land. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. But when you travel, people look at you a little differently. They expect something. You see what I mean? When you sit with them and you drink coffee, you talk, all of a sudden something starts happening with them. You're not even talking about Jesus and they got covered by the glory. Because please understand, we're all carriers of this. We all carry this. But can you give God the priority when you are talking to them? Please let them feel you, feel the presence more than they hear you. See, and this is the price, guys. This is the price. You can't, and that's why you need to spend time, pay the price of your time to God. And that's what I'm doing. That's what I love to do. That's my goal in life. More of you, Jesus, less of me, less of this brain thing, knowledge and information, less of this. I want people to feel. If when I'm speaking, let them feel your presence. Let your anointing interpret what I want you to, what I want to say. See, that's how God works. It's so good. It's why? It's because it's family. It is interesting that the church of the recent times relies more on money and businessmen than on prayer, fasting, dedication, and humility. Oh, when people do something, they always like, do we have enough? Guys, if God told you, just drop on your knees, He will take care of it all. He wants to do it, but He wants for you to be absolutely rely on Him and Him alone. See, that, do you know how you need to be? God can only use people who cannot rely on anything else except Him. That means you need to go of the process of stripping everything. Everything needs to be stripped out. And that process people don't want to do because it's plan B, plan C, plan D. Because if something fails right here, I have something over here. God says, I can only use you when you have nothing to rely on, zero. Do you want the real power of God? You need to rely on God, absolutely. No plan Bs. And now churches in maturity become entertainment centers. You know, they entertain people. They collect Christians, they entertain them. They give them programs, they give them all kinds of things to do. But really what churches need to do? Church on this earth, God says, you raise up disciples. You get to the knowledge of God. You bring the kingdom of God on this earth. How? You carry it. People need to, when they come into contact with you, they need to encounter God. Not your word. Absolute love, absolute presence, absolute peace. And we need to be in that place so God can use you. Can you imagine God speaking through you without you even speaking? Oh, this is so good. I actually love this. This is what I love about ministry. Like I said, sometimes you sit and just talk about whatever and people getting covered by the glory. Because you let the presence of God touch their heart and speak to them. See, this is guys, this is gold. This is so good. See, God already gave us weapons to defeat the devil a long time ago. And these weapons have nothing in common with what we see and hear in modern church. it's, guys, it's all by the Spirit of God. Let's read this word in Zechariah 4, verse 6. Then he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. See, this is, if you do any ministry, all you need to do is pursue His Spirit. Pursue that anointing. Pursue His presence. You will be amazed what's God gonna do with you guys. You will be amazed. See, people say like, how are you getting ready in His presence? On my knees, asking, just worshiping Him, just being in His presence. And he will bless you. You will be amazed what God's going to do through your songs, through your prayers, through short messages. And I always like puzzled when I read the Bible. There is like, yeah, I see some depth. But honestly, it's really simple. It's not that hard. It's just like stories and little sermons. And they have like the biggest revival and the move of God. Why? Because they only rely on the Spirit of God. This is the only thing they pursue. This is the only thing they want, they love. But now we have so much knowledge. A lot of preachers and a lot of speakers, a lot of people, they rely on knowledge. So they're more going after than notes and Bible school and Bible knowledge and Greek and Aramaic, whatever, than the presence. And that's what kills it, guys. Yeah. That's what kills it. Because you fill people with knowledge and their head getting bigger. Yeah, they know about God. But see, I don't care about knowledge about God. I want God. Amen. See, the thing is, at one point of my life, like my spiritual life, I'm growing up, and I said, I'm sick about knowing about God. I'm sick of it. I just know God. I just want to know God. Can't somebody point me the way? I want to know God. See, I don't care about, it's like you're reading right now about President Trump or whatever. Like, yeah, I know a lot about him. Oh, you bet you know a lot about him right now. What's going on, right? But guys, is that knowledge changing anything? No, you have no relationship with the president. You know what I mean? See, knowing about and knowing him, it's two different things. See, and this is where the devil leading church astray, because we know so much about God without actually knowing God at all. If you only knew what I'm saying. You can preach the paint off walls, but when people say like, can you bring me the presence of God? You have no idea what you're talking about. And this is the plan of the devil. Talk about God. Do whatever you want, but don't bring his presence. Do you remember the Lord's Prayer? Do you remember the Lord's Prayer? Let your kingdom come. Stop. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Not let me talk about the kingdom. No. Shut up and let the kingdom come. Guys, this is only the beginning of the prayer, and my mind is blown. See, all we talk about, kingdom. No, shut up. Let the kingdom come. Stop talking about kingdom. Just bring the kingdom. See, and that's, I'm dedicating my life. Family, I'm dedicating my life to bring the kingdom. Not just talking about kingdom. How many years we need to talk about kingdom? We know everything. Let the kingdom come. Anything you do, pursue his presence, not knowledge. See, and that's why Adam and Eve, they've been deceived, because they want to be close to God. But they need to be close through his presence. But the devil deceived them. They want to be close through knowledge. And that's what got us all astray. That's where failure is. Because yeah, we want to pursue God, but without presence, it's a wrong type of God. You see what I mean? That's why people now do crazy things. Because only presence can give, how should I say, can give meaning to knowledge. See, it says, do you know that God, in his wisdom, he knows good and evil. He knows all of it. When humanity failed, remember what God says? They became like us. Stop. They became, by taking this fruit of this tree of knowledge, they became like us, knowing good and evil. Why God is not evil? He knows everything. He has knowledge about everything. Why God has absolutely nothing evil inside of him? He's absolute purity, absolute love, absolute. Because of the presence, because of the love, because see, why you need power more than knowledge? Because power give you absolute, like I said, power give you power to choose. Anointing and a dunamis give you power to choose light, to choose good. Without power, without anointing, when you take the fruit, see, the tree itself, interestingly, has good and evil inside of it, right? It has everything, good and evil. Why we became evil? Good question, right? It has both ingredients. It is good, absolute good, absolute love, and absolute horrific evil. Why humanity take this fruit and chose the bad way out? Why? Why didn't we choose the good? Why? Because without power, you cannot stop that process. You see my point, guys? You will be corrupted without power and anointing of God. See, that's why God first wants to give you knowledge and anointing and power, and then introduce to you the revelation and the knowledge. And knowing God, that power of God, give you interpretation and give you power to choose. Without power, you will always, we always choose bad. Without knowledge of God, we always choose the worst. And that's why humanity not getting better. Look, you know what? I remember 2017, I thought this is the one of the horriblest years ever. Now I see it, I said like, man, 2017 was paradise compared to what's happening now. And I'm sure in 10 years, I said like, man, 2024 was a blast. Because it's not getting better. And you cannot fix anything by your brain and voting. Yeah, vote. I'm voting. But it's not the fixed thing. You cannot fix this. We need the power of God. We need His presence to fix all of it. We need Him. Not who's going to be the next president. You know, I'm all for it. Good president and, you know, good constitutional rights and all it. I'm all for it. But this is not what's going to fix the problems of humanity. We need His presence. We need His anointing. Where are we? I'm trying to be more like Elisei. He was giving me like lesson last time. I said like, man, this was so good and short. Man, I have so much problem. Dude, you are my teacher right now. I'm telling you, I'm looking at it like, man, I'm trying. I'm not there yet, but I'm training myself. Yeah. At one point, it's gonna be a miracle if I'm gonna preach like 30 minutes, man. Whew. Wow. Okay, but you're getting something, right? Please understand, my thought of all of this, what I'm talking about, is knowledge and power. Knowledge is evil without power and the presence. Even if knowledge contains everything, good and evil. But without power and anointing, we always choose wrong. Because as soon as, but when you're in presence, you encounter love, you get transformed. And why God says all you need, all prophets, all the law fulfilled in love. So love your God and your neighbor. So why love? Because when you love, it's the dominant thing in your life. And everything flows out of love. That means I will never sin against my wife if I love her. Do you understand what I mean? See, when there is no love between even spouses, it becomes law, right? I'm like, oh, I have to do this. No, but when I'm in love with my wife, we have that covenant. I'm not even struggling. See, guys, we almost married 30 years. I never sinned against my wife. And I said like, oh, I'm struggling. It's not even struggle. I never betrayed her, never did anything. Why? Because the love, how should I say? Love is correcting you. Love is changing you. Love is holding you. And that's why God says, all you need, forget about law. Forget about this, do this and don't do that. Just love. Just fall in love, get crazy in love with Jesus, and everything else will be fixed. Because when you love Him with all of your heart, like Bible says, with all of your might, you're not gonna want to do anything bad against the one person who you love. Amen. When you love, if anybody in love, Don't raise your hands. Especially at this service. He's like, yeah, I'm in love. Who you in love with, boy? Yeah, it's going to be some... Well, I know those people on the front in love, so they know what I mean, right? See, Danny, isn't this easy? When you love, you always do good. You always want to do good. It's not even a struggle because, see, guys, and that's what God wants you to do. He wants to bring you into His presence. And soon as you're in the presence, even when you step out of His presence and the knowledge of good and evil, by love, you will choose good, always. But see, God is, how should I say, God creating a real family. If He will hide the bad portion of this fruit from you, the bad stuff, that means you are not really doing anything. When my son growing up, he need to encounter everything, good and bad, right? And then out of this, he chooses to be good. He chooses to do good. But if there is no bad or no evil, there is no choosing, right? See, and that's why people say, like, why everything is bad in this world? No, I said, no, it's not bad in this world. It's good and bad. It's whatever you choose. Whatever you see, what do you see? It usually tells who you are. If you see only bad and war and poverty and sickness and death and disease, whew, you're in a bad place. How you see, what do you see? Because world contains everything. The best of good and the worst of evil. What do you see? I love this. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to wrap up, guys. I'm trying to. I'm skipping a lot of stuff. I'm in training right now. The church, deprived of the glory and power of God, is trying to save it with its own strength, its stupid programs and entertainment, and the methods of this world. Basically, when people lost the power, but they still want to do something for God, they starting to do everything out of their own strength. Did you notice this? Out of their own strength, not of the strength of God. And all we see is a lot of scared Christians, but they scared of hell. They scared of this world because we produce whatever we preach. But when you spend time with God, you let people encounter Him. See, it's don't come to me, come through me. See, this is difference. See, a lot of people, they come to me. People, I will teach you. I'm not gonna teach you anything. All I'm gonna do is just point you to the right direction. Just encounter Jesus. Just be with Him. And I love this. Let me read this passage that I'm quoting, but let me read this one, and I'm gonna end right here. See, in God's kingdom, everything simple and clear. When you understand how kingdom works, so kingdom always power, and then everything else. In religion, everything switched. Everything about knowledge and doing and searching, basically it's all work. In kingdom of God, it's based on power. And power does everything that you send to. If He's sending you to do something, it's not out of your own strength. He equip you. It's like you join the police department. Can you imagine? You join the army, you're like US Army. And they say, like, now you have to buy your own tank. You're like, what? You have to buy your own boots. You have to buy your own ammo. You have to buy your own belt and a helmet and a gun. He's like, I don't want to join this army. Are you kidding me? Now I have to make payments on my tank? What do you mean? Oh, you're laughing. See, guys, that's what church thinks when they get called by God. They think, oh, no. Now I'm gonna make payments on the wisdom or on my ministry. No, when you get called by God, all you need to be rely on His power. All you need to do is just join the kingdom, and the kingdom will equip you, give you your tank, give you your airplane, give you everything. Because when you called, you equipped by who's calling you. Oh, listen to this. When you call yourself, you will equip yourself. Somebody like, shoo, you didn't get it. Some people struggle with ministry. Oh, Jesus, help. $100 more, please, anybody, please. Because you're not called by God. You called yourself. Now you're equipping yourself. And Holy Spirit just sits inside and whoa, that's a struggle. But when you're called by God, why are you afraid? Just go. Oh, family, do you understand how easy it is? When you're called by God, you're equipped by God. Doors are open. If something is not working, I don't sweat. That means I don't need this. If I'm going, see, with me and Jesus, we get that, you know, we get that covenant. I said, Jesus, by default, I have no idea what I'm doing. Honestly, zero, nothing. I don't know. Is it good or bad? I have no idea. So, I'm making a covenant with you. I'm gonna move. Whatever, I'm just picking direction and just, yes, Jesus, I'm moving. If this is not your direction, please lock the door. Do you understand, guys? See, church is work, but the church is usually moving from absolute opposite. It's just like, Jesus, as soon as I know, as soon as the door is open, Jesus, like, go, move. No. I'll wait. I'll receive. I'll do it. As soon as I see doors open. No. You go. But as soon as you kiss the lock, that means it's not will of God. Turn around, do something else. You know what I mean? Don't sweat. If he calls you, we will always make mistakes, guys. And I told God, I will never be at the standstill. I will move. But please, you know me, shut the door if door is not yours. And if it's open, that means God, I have a permission. I'm just going. See, that's like I said, to me, it's not even hard. I'm trying to close. Please help me. Okay. So in kingdom, everything is clear and simple. Acts 1:8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses. I love this. It's not you will struggle to witness. You cannot even be witnesses without power. Listen to this again. When I know, you know, sometimes you know passage so well, you have no idea what it means. You need to reread it with the clear mind. Listen to this. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes, and you will. You see, it's you witness, it's flowing out of power. Soon as you get power, you will be witness. You're not gonna go and witness. You're gonna be walking witness of the kingdom of God. People encounter, it's like, whoa, what's going on? It's because of the power. It's hard to witness without power. Oh, I've seen through my days, I've seen a lot of witnesses that scare people to death, just trying to save them. I said, like, you can't save people like this. They're going to hell. I said, now he going to hell for sure, and he thinks he's going to heaven. If you don't know what I mean. Before your message, he knows he's going to hell. But now he's going to hell thinking he's going to heaven. Because he never repented. It's only appearance of church. And Jesus comes like, Jesus, in your name we did this and this. He says like, I never knew you, boy. Who are you? Did you know this passage, guys, in the Bible? He's like, we did stuff for you. He's like, did I ask you to do stuff? Can you imagine? God will be surprised. It's you cannot surprise God, but there will be people that are really gonna shock Jesus. Yeah, it's in the Bible. They said like, Jesus. He's like, who are you? Whoa. We build the ministries. We will save the souls. What souls? Who are you? We cast out demons. What demons? See, this is the church, guys. We think we're doing something, but without knowing God and his power, it's a religious joke. Do you understand, guys, how religion is born? It's all knowledge and working for Jesus without even knowing Jesus. Do you know that there is a lot of denominations? They think they're doing something for Jesus. They will be shocked when they encounter Jesus. Jesus is like, you who? Denomination what? Trust me, Bible says there's going to be a shock in heaven. Because people will come there absolutely believing that all their life been dedicated to Jesus and they served him. And he said, like, I never knew you. I don't know you. See, the whole point of relationship with Jesus is not doing something for God. It's knowing God. And that's what each of us need to do. If you know, only know about God, you are in a danger zone. You need to know God. Spend time with him. Sing songs not about him, but to him. Did you know that there is a big difference? To sing like, oh, Jesus in heaven, and singing, I love you, you're my love, you are my passion. There is absolutely different worship. Singing about God or singing to God. Everybody can sing about God, but to God, people can only sing those people who in love and know him. Ooh. I'm trying to end. I'm ending. I'm finishing. I'm finishing. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes in you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all of the Judea, Samaria, and even to the ends of the earth. We move only by his power and from his glory. This is all I want. By his power and from his glory. Everything else is beside the point. He will explain everything. He will touch who needs to be touched. He will heal who needs to be healed. All we need is operate out of power, out of anointing of God. Did you got something for you today? Thank you, Jesus. Give him a shout of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand. I hope I didn't take a lot of your time. I'm in training. Give me some more time. I'll be shorter and shorter. I'm learning. Thank you, Jesus. Right now, just tell him that you love him. I know many of you, for sure, you know him personally. But if you want to know him personally, you don't need to get up here. All you need to do, just stand right there. Just send him, God, I want to know you face to face. Just tell him that. Don't roll on knowledge alone. Nobody cares. Do you know God? And another question is, does God know you? That's a tough one. Does God know you? Are you spending time with him? How much of your life invested into his presence, into his glory? Oh, Jesus, I love you. I love you. I love you. You're my passion. You're my love. That's why I'm not struggling with sin, guys. It's not that I'm fighting sin. I don't care about sin because something more powerful in my life that I love, and it's Jesus. It's Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, my King. Thank you, my King. Just thank him, worship him. Stop talking about him, singing about him. Just talk to him, sing to him. Thank you, Jesus. You are my passion. You are my reward. You are my goal of my life is you. The center of my universe is you, Jesus. All I want to know is more of you, not more about you, not more books, not big revelations. I want to know your presence. Your presence. Oh, I remember how Moses said, God says, I will not go with you. And he said, like, if you're not going with us, if your presence is not going with us, we are not going. Oh, if only churches understand what had been said. We will not go if the presence of God is not with us. We will not do anything if the presence of God is not with us. First, invest into His presence. And you will be amazed what's gonna flow through you from His presence. You will shock yourself. You will read your own notes and get revelation. That's how Spirit of God works. You will release in your own sermon and gonna get blasted by your own revelation. That's how Spirit of God works. As you teach, He's teaching you. And it's all by His Spirit. It's not by knowledge or your head or the book you read. Thank you, Jesus. All we pursue is You. All we're looking for is more of You. Anything we do, let it be more and more of You. More of Your presence. More of Your glory. Thank You so much. We love You, our King. We love You, our Savior. We love You. We love You. We praise You. And we bow down before You. You are our love for the rest of this life. Thank You. Amen. Give Him a shout of praise. Jesus, thank You.